Brian Lake joins us here in the box, ahead of a big day. The Hawks are 3-3, probably not where we expected them to be. They've had a pretty tough draw and they've missed a few key players, just like yourself, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, the season's definitely been a roller coaster so far. We've been able to get a win. Then for some reason, we're down and we're allowing goals in big spurts of 5 or 6 goals, and we just can't recover from them. You saw the Essendon game, Port game. We ended up winning 3 quarters of the game, but we just let Port have the start. So it's just been that up and down roller coaster ride. So we're just looking for some consistency and string some games together.
I guess the thing I'm most interested in with Hawthorn, I know I've mentioned this a number of times on air, that did the pre-season game down in Tassie last year, Hawthorn and North, and you came out and absolutely belted North Melbourne. And you were the reigning premiers, and very unusual for that to happen, but the focus that you guys had, and then you had so many hurdles in your road last year, but you were just so determined mentally to carry that journey through on that mission to win another flag, and you did it. Is there the same desperation? And it goes right through the whole way you prepare from the start all the way through the year. It's a long, long, tough road. Can you see that? Can you still feel that in your group?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's a consistency as well of having your good players out there as well. We're always having injuries for myself, James Frawley as well. We're missing guys in key stages. We were still able to do that last year. But you could probably say a lot of sides are coming out and looking at us now with the two-time premiership side back-to-back, that we're definitely the hunted. And we probably just haven't dealt with that as well. And we're still playing good footy. We're getting a lot of inside 50s. We're still number one for scores. But as I was saying before, we're just allowing sides 5 or 6 goals in periods. Just that maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes that we're sort of going to sleep a little bit.
Well, what is the focus of the players group? I hear everyone talk about how hard the three-peat is. You've had gone back-to-back, which is an unbelievable performance in itself. Everyone talks about the three-peat. Everyone talks about winning the flag at rounds 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. And it's crazy, really. Do the players ever make a... Is it ever discussed? Do the coaches discuss it? Different clubs have done different things through the course of history. I heard Jonathan Brown say that Lee never discussed the ability to win 3 in a row until a preliminary final week of the third opportunity to complete the three-peat. Has Alistair mentioned it at all?
No, it's all about, I guess, what drives yourself. You got your individual goals and team goals, but for myself, it'd be something like that. You want to be recognised as a three-time premiership player. Some other guys might be a little bit different. They're getting their opportunity. James Frawley, Jono Rooks, they're pushing to play for their first premiership. So guys have got their own sort of different things that they want to sort of get out of the season. But for the team, nothing's really set. That's still that top four. There's no matter, we can't look at the bigger picture. The sizes have improved. We've lost some early games. So you've just got to get yourself to that top four first and then go from there. 2013 was probably an easier year, I guess, for the motivation because of that loss and heartbreak they had in 2012. And then going on to 2014, you're playing against an old foe in Buddy Franklin, so there's some motivation for that as well.
Yeah, he's just flicking
I'm
on.
Just flicking on. There's got to be fatigue. Mentally, there just has to be, because this is a brutal game. I hear you players say it all the time. I hear the coaches. We all watch it. It's a brutal game. Hawthorn's been up for 3 years.
Yeah, we just missed out in 2011, I think, in prelim.
Yeah,
it's been
2012, 13, 14, 15.
They've been up for the best part of 7 years with 1 year off.
It's a long campaign, and either Hawthorn's got used to the program at an elite level, or it starts to drop off, because that's what everyone's waiting for, because Mitchell, Burgoyne, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? But is the game harder? Brian, is the game harder than what it was last year?
Yeah, you can see how the game's going now, the pace of it. Momentum's so hard to stop now in footy as well, that sides can kick 5 or 6 goals in a row, and to try to stop that, you might put the loose behind the ball, you might put two, but sides still can kick goals through it. You need some sort of forward structure in front of the ball, because then you need options to kick it, and I guess with the zones and presses that sides put in, but it is harder. I find every year's football from when I first started in 2002 to now, it's just miles apart on how the game's going.
But you were one of the few players, I reckon, who could play a similar role that you've played for 10 years, which is plump your big arse in the goal square as a fullback. Take the big.
I've lost a little bit of that.
No, I know. Yeah. But take the big monster. Yeah. Take the big monster. And you've always had the ability to run off and do that. So, has your role changed not as significantly as others?
I guess the interchange rules probably helped me a bit as well. That guys aren't just coming on off all the time. Now you've got your key forwards that play a lot more ground time, but also your resting ruckman. You've got to have a ruckman now that can play ruck, but also as a forward as well. So that gives me opportunities. But you've just got to just keep adapting. Like before, I was 104 kilos because you had to stand on Fraser Gehrig's, Alistair Lynch's in the goal square.
Yeah.
It was very rare you go outside 50. Even Lordy, if you ran one way, you just run the other way, just to try to get away from you, but that was still inside 50. Now the game of pressing up, and you've just had to strip a little bit of weight off so you can cover the miles.
So when you say you get 104, how do you put that on? Muscle, eating?
Yeah, muscle. So it's just a different sort of training program now. We do a lot more running during the week. Power, yeah.
That's amazing because it's a massive change. I remember the 90s and 2000s, mid-2000s. You have to be big because what happened? Fremantle and Sydney were playing... Fremantle and West Coast were playing a pretty bruising game.
Yeah.
And if they're the best and everyone copies, everyone's right, we've got to put on more weight. We've got to put on more weight. Now we're saying we've got to get taller in the midfield. Look at all the tall mids. Yeah. It's a difficult game. It changes every 18 months.
Well, Brian's biggest problem has been pre-season, but not for the actual training. More for the off-field.
Let's talk about everyone's off-season.
Yeah. I could talk about yours.
Oh, yeah. Mate, we've all found a little bit of trouble.
Spent 4 days with in Adelaide with Robbo. That's an experience.
Yeah, and Adelaide is too.
I want to talk to you about... We talk about good Brian, bad Brian a lot.
Oh, and I heard you. You've
heard
about that.
You have heard this, and I've asked you this before. The ability to fluctuate from in great form to not so great form and make errors is something that you've adjusted through the course of your whole career. We know that. I see James Frawley come into the Hawthorn system now, and he hasn't probably hit the ground running like he would have expected. You had to go through this when you first come to Hawthorn. How long does it take before you can actually settle and know that you're part of a well-oiled machine as part of that back six? How long do you think it'll take him?
I think Gibbo found it reasonably tough as well. When he came into the side... back from North Melbourne, that we just play a completely different way. We play in front. We're not just a one-on-one defence. So for me, coming from the Bulldogs, that's how I played. It was just one-on-one. All the other five defenders would do the same. And I think James was like that as well, that we're so reliant on the back six, and that's not really what the opposition do. It's about what we're doing. So if we're in the right positions, how we can help other players as well. So not just nullifying our opponent. It's then... playing in front, see if we can help another contest. So, for me, even when I first came in, I'd play a couple of games down in VFL coming back from a calf injury. It took a while. It took a good sort of half a season. There's probably one of the games out here against Gold Coast that, for me, for playing the way I played, taking the mark all the time, or trying to, I dropped a few, and Clarko talked to me at halftime in front of the group and said, that's just not how we play here. It's a lot different. That he likes the punches. He likes a lot of different things that I've... wasn't used to. So I think James is finding that as well. Just being in the right positions all the time. That for me, it's near on of playing a different sort of game. That I've gone from that one-on-one, stand behind my man and just have the contest. It's about pushing up, covering space, and that's probably how the game's evolved as well, about the zoning as well.
So can I ask you, in terms of when you're out on the field and in the game, to me, it looks like there's no mental rest. You've always got to be in a position, expecting something to happen, covering something that's likely to happen. You know, there's times where you've got to flat out defend one-on-one. Mm. Is that a fair call, that for 100% of the time you're actually mentally engaged now?
Yeah, you just can't. When you get the ball outside 50, you might get the ball out, you've exited. You've then got to push up the ground, because then you've got to pick up if there's midfielders spinning out, or you've got to close that gap in the midfield. Because if we do get the ball inside 50... there's a massive gap, so we've just got to close that distance. So, they anticipate turnover. That's pretty crucial as well. We've got the ball, but if we do lose it, what could happen?
Yep.
So you're preempting what's happening a lot more. So it's that period. That's why I guess interchange is important for you, even for your midfielders, just being able to switch off for that 30-35 seconds mentally, bang, and then get back into it.
When you're on the footy show? Last week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago,
2 weeks ago. It's a pretty relaxed atmosphere, and you said, Man, the missus had a fight, you know, yeah. No worries. And then you said, you know, I choked Drew. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was the first time, Brian, I'd actually heard you say, I choked Drew.
Well, I was guilty of it. So yeah,
but I was in the tribunal where you were telling your version of events, and I choked Drew didn't come up into the tribunal, right? Yeah. And I wrote a piece defending you, wrote a piece attacking you.
Funny that didn't come
And then
up.
I wrote a piece saying, you know, he grabbed him by the top, he said that, and I said, he's a believable bloke. Then you said, I choked him. Because you said that, I need to ask you a question. Go back to the very moment, can you? Why did you do that? Why did you get so angry to do that?
It's just the frustration of how the game was going. I don't like to be beat on many occasions, and he was getting on top of me, and I've tackled him hard to the ground, and I felt that contact in his body where he was stiffening up and about to get him to wrestle. So I thought, well, I'm not going too well there, so I'm going to try to beat him in this wrestle. So just get on top and just, I guess, be a little bit more physical. What I was saying on the footy show was just more implying about what would happen with Mitch Clark, that I'm a pretty honest guy, that yes, I have found guilty of choking. I don't think I deliberately went out to choke him. But I was just more getting to the point of, yes, I'm always happy to put my hand up if I've made a mistake or done something stupid.
I feel that with you.
But with that, and that's what I was saying with the Mitch Clark thing, that's something that is that's an area that you just don't go. It's reasonably close to me at the moment, that mental health issue, and that's one thing that really hurt that my name was mentioned in it. And that's what I was trying to prove, that yes, I'm happy to put my hand up for stuff I've done, but that's something that, no, that was definitely not me.
Last one on the choke, because I liked that interview, actually, because you said, no, it wasn't me, and you were named by the Age newspaper. Yeah. Just go back to Drew for a second, when you were choking him. did you, in your anger...
Applying force to the area of the throat or...
defence rest, Your Honour.
Collarbone.
Did you ever feel or see Drew, because you were so close, and you'd lost your mind for a second, did you actually notice or think that Drew was in pain when you were doing it?
At one stage where he's put the hands back, and that thought was he was just applying for a free kick. And I might have said something to him at that stage, that he's trying to put the hands up, trying to say, look, I'm getting wrestled here. I'm trying to play for a free kick. That's what went through my head at that stage. No, but not that he's grasping for air or anything like that.
I think he tapped out. I think he actually tapped out.
Hulk Hogan reckons I could start a career as a wrestler, so I might need to find one very shortly.
All right, we better let Brian go. We're running way behind time.
We could have a good hour with Brian. Well done.
Well, I need a job soon, so maybe.
No, you don't. Clarko reckons you're going to just get to play fullback for the next. He reckons you'll be the next 40-year-old. Well, he said you'll just park yourself in the goal square.
Yeah.
I should get you in the meetings then, shouldn't I? I'll bring my manager.
You're a Bulldogs player or a Hawthorn player at heart when you retire?
Ooh.
Well, it's hard. I had an invite 3 weeks ago to the past players function for the Western Bulldogs. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I haven't finished yet. I'm getting these. I actually looked at the draw and I'm like, it's free groggy. There you go.
thanks for coming in, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lake, North Smith medalist, dual premiership player with the Hawks.